Lord, be with thy tall and sovereign, O Lele. Be walk with me, walk close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. O Lele.
To his bleeding side. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Before we go out of prayer, brother, let's tell me sing. Lord, I worship you. Oh, holy, so holy.
Amen.
Ready?
Hallelujah.
Go. I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship him holy. I enter.
I worship.
Amen. Let's sing this song before we had a prayer. Love lifted me. Love lifted me.
I was
in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Oh, the world has lifted me now, sing. I am, oh, my soul's best song. Faithful love is service to him. Belong. Oh, love lifted me. Hallelujah. Oh, love lifted me. When
nothing else
couple of prayer requests today. Brother Vladimir's mother is very sick in hospital. Please do pray for her. The way I was speaking with the brother just earlier on, they were almost giving up hope for her, but we believe that it doesn't matter what the situation is. The Lord will always undertake. So let's put her before the Lord. And as well, I heard just before I came in there that Brother Bishop is sick as well in the house. Do pray for him. It could have been you. It could have been me. Just Brother Branham says it could have been your mother or it could have been your brother sick. So just put yourself in their shoes tonight as we just put ourselves before the Lord to commit the service into his hands. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we would approach you tonight, Lord, Father, reverently, Father, Lord, for we are such a needy people. Father, we all have, always have needs, Lord, as long as we are Amen. In this body, Lord God, that gets sick, Lord, this body that gets tired, Father, but we are glad that you have made a way for us, Lord, to come out of this situation one day. And we believe that and we are looking forward to it, Lord, when the day of our redemption would come. Father, it would give us such joy, Lord. But Father, as we are still here on this earth, we come, Lord, asking humbly for our brother's mother, asking, Lord, that you could touch her, Lord, and make a difference in her sufferings tonight. Lord God, we commit her to your hands, asking that you would be merciful unto her, Lord, and heal her. I do pray even for my brother sick in the house, Brother Bishop. I commit him to your hands and ask for the same thing. We believe that you are the same God that healed him the day he was sick in hospital a few years ago. Lord, even beyond the reach of doctors, when there was nothing else that could be done, but love lifted him, Lord, out of his situation. And we believe, Lord, that you could lift him out of this situation once again. We pray for these people that are sick, Lord, and anyone else that could be sick tonight. Lord, I pray for your touch, that you might touch them just once more, Lord, that you might heal them. We commit the service into your hands, Lord, and ask that you would bless it, Father, just a few in number tonight, Lord. But Father, we believe there's many with us tonight singing with us, Lord,
Amen.
Than they are out there, Lord. Amen. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that your presence would be amongst us, for that's what matters to us, Lord, is thy presence. Please, Father, come now and commune with us, for we know that if a builder builds a house and you don't build with him, he will build it in vain, Lord. Father, we do not want to worship you in vain tonight, but we want to worship you in truth and in spirit. Lead us now into that kind of worship, Lord, and we commit the service, the musicians, and everything else that will be said to your hands, that it might glorify your name, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, ever shining.
Jesus.
I need ever shining. Ever shining.
Together. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus is ever shining. Oh,
ever shining.
Jesus is ever shining.
Clapping and sing with
Hallelujah.
Us. Amen.
I am delivered.
I am under the rock, Jehovah, I
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be
prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary,
of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have your Bible ready, let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis. Open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 18. Genesis 18, from 16 to 22. Genesis 18, from 16 to 22. And the man rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nation of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether that I have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their face from thence and went toward Sodom, and Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Let us all pray together.
Avoir la vie. Pardonne nos erreurs, pardonne nos fautes et donne-nous une vie qui est consacrée à toi, une vie qui est consacrée à ta sainte parole, une vie qui reflète et qui manifeste la lumière de ta sainte parole, afin que la gloire et l'honneur puissent revenir à ton Seigneur. Nous faisons confiance à toi et confiance à ta sainte parole. Nous regardons vers ce moment, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, Dieu Tout-Puissant, afin que Père éternel, toi, tu puisses être avec nous, tu puisses nous parler à travers la prédication de ta sainte parole, tu puisses se manifester d'une façon spéciale, tu puisses vivre la vie de ta sainte parole, tu puisses nous aider afin que nous puissions vivre la vie de ta sainte parole. Père éternel, ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, quel peuple privilégié que nous sommes, car toi tu as accepté de pouvoir se manifester à nous, tu as accepté de pouvoir se révéler dans la vie de tout et chacun de nous, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père éternel, remplis-moi de ton esprit et fais-moi grâce afin que je puisse manifester ta sainte parole. Mets de côté tout ce qui est de l'homme, tout ce qui est contraire à ta sainte parole, Père éternel, que nous venons communier avec toi. Nous voulons réellement, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, que toi tu puisses être la portion de tout et chacun de nous, que toi tu puisses, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, Dieu bien-aimé, Père éternel, nous aider afin que la gloire et l'honneur puissent revenir à ton Seigneur. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, Dieu Tout-Puissant, éloigne tout ce qui est de l'homme à côté, tout ce qui est contraire à ta sainte parole. Baptise-nous de ton esprit et baptise-nous de ta sainte parole et fais de nous ce que toi tu nous as prédestiné dès avant la fondation de ce monde, afin que nous puissions donner gloire et honneur à ton Seigneur. Tu es le Dieu de mon salut, tu es le Dieu qui connaît toutes choses, tu es le Dieu qui nous a appelé le premier, tu es le Dieu qui a dit, venez à moi, vous qui êtes fatigués, je vous donnerai du repos. C'est pourquoi nous venons vers toi ce moment, afin que toi tu puisses nous donner du repos, afin que toi tu puisses nous donner la force, afin que toi tu puisses se manifester dans nos vies, tu puisses prendre soin et contrôle de nos vies, tu puisses nous aider afin que nous puissions vivre réellement la vie de ta sainte parole et reflecter la lumière de ta sainte parole. Nous voulons ta sainte conduite, nous voulons la conduite de ton esprit, au nom puissant de Jésus.
Dear Father, once again, we come humbly before thy presence to thank you tonight for the privilege that you have given to us to be in thy house. Father, if we could look at the scripture, we look at Abraham, we find ourselves there, Father, how privileged people we are, that in the end time, in the closing of time, Father, you have revealed your mind to us, Father. It's not because of our goodness, it's not because of the goodness of our parents, it's because you election, because you choose us before the foundation of the world. That's why we want to thank you for that, Father. We didn't merit anything, but just your love to us, Father. We ask you that you shall bless the presence of your children, Father. Each of us tonight, we come expecting, Father. We want to commune with thee. We want to fellowship with thee, Father. We want to speak to thee, and you speak to us back, Father, because if we this meeting without thee is in vain, Father. That's why we put ourselves aside, because your prophet says the gift is the ability of putting ourselves aside, Father. That's why we want to put ourselves aside, that you can manifest yourself through us, Father. You can speak to the lips of the clay, Father. You can speak to the ears of the clay, Father, that you can make known yourself in a powerful way in each of us' life. Father, we are mortal. We are people living in this flesh and in this blood, Father. We wrong thee and we wrong against thy word, Father. If somewhere there's unconfessed sin, Father, we ask you that you shall forgive us and put everything under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. That you shall accept us not through our merits, but through the shedding blood of the Lamb. Father, we ask you once again that you shall bless the Saturday communion service, Father, how we delight to communion with thee, that this element, the symbols, become a reality in each of us' life, Father. You know the life of thy people, Father. We pray for our people, our brethren and sister who are not here tonight. You know the reason, Father. We committed them all at thy hand. We need that you shall touch them and touch my wife, as she's not feeling well, Father, that you shall take the cold away from her. And we believe that by your stripe we are healed, Father. And you says that everything you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. We believe that she will get the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we want also to remember the pastor at thy hand, that you shall bless him, bless his house, bless all the effort that is doing coming down to preach thy word, Father. Those sacrifices are not in vain, Father. We know that there's a reward for everything that is done because of your name's sake, Father. You say even a little cup of water is given in your name, there shall be a reward of it, Father. We thank you, Father, for everything that is doing, Father. We thank you for the effort of all the congregation, Father, or every children of yours, Father, that they could put aside other things and come tonight for the prayer meeting, Father. It's a great thing, Father, and we thank you for that. We are not taking it for granted, Father. We want to remember all other saints, all the petitions, all the requests, Father, unspoken one. Father, you know the heart of your people. We ask you, Father, that you shall grant us according to your desire, according to your will. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to look at these things from Genesis chapter 18. Mainly, we want to look how privileged Abraham is. In verses 17, the scripture says, "The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that things which I do?" Now the Lord himself spoke that shall I hide to Abraham things that I'm about to do. Now we know that there was things that Abraham didn't know, that it was only in God himself, that God knew these things. And these things, Abraham didn't know anything. But Abraham has something inside of his heart that when the Lord is visiting me, I will not let him go this way. Let me have a really communion with him. Because I know that once I commune with the Lord, something can happen. Now, and he make the Lord welcome. And he commune with the Lord. And by the time that we get in verse 17, what we read there, it's something that's very good. That there was something inside of God that Abraham didn't know anything. But maybe because of the atmosphere that Abraham welcomed God, he created a certain atmosphere. It moved God now. That God speak by himself. He says, shall I hide to Abraham things that I about to do. Something that the Lord want to do. Something that was hidden in God himself. But God find that
Abraham because he's our friend. Abraham because the heir of because he become the heir of the earth. There's nothing that I shall hide to him. I must reveal to Abraham things that I have to do. Now the prophet told us that in this life we are living, in time of Abraham, there was three class of the people. And each time and in our time, and the prophet said in the spoken word, we will see Jesus. It was preached in 1962. And the prophet says that Abraham was the type of the bride. Abraham was you type and my type. He was the type of the elector. Now, Abraham being the type of the elector, which it means something very good for you and I, that the same way God has revealed himself, things that he was about to do to Abraham, he did it to our time too. Now, God was about to fulfill certain things. God was about to proclaim judgment on the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. But God says, Abraham must know all my plan. Abraham must have my mind. It's a privilege, man. Despite that, in the eyes of Sodomite and the people around him, he was looking nobody. He was nothing. There was nothing in Abraham that can attract the people in Sodom. Because the life that Abraham was living, it was different. He was living in tents. Those people in Sodom, they were living in a mansion. They were driving big cars. They were having a luxury life. That was different from Abraham. But the great privilege and the honor that Abraham has, because he has the mind of God. He knew exactly what the Lord was about to do. And God revealed himself to Abraham. Not that Abraham was good, not his father Terah was better than everybody else, but it was by the love of God. It was by grace that God chose Abraham. And God chose you and I. If you look even Genesis 12, the prophet shows us how Abraham was called out of Babylon. And you and I, we go back to our story in Revelation 18. The scripture says, come out of them, my people. We were called also out of Babylon. It's the same thing that happened to Abraham, the same thing that happened to you and I. And once we come out of Babylon now, the story didn't finish there. God has to reveal himself to Abraham. In chapter 15 of Genesis, God has to make a covenant with Abraham. And by the time of we get to Genesis chapter 17 now, you see that Abraham got a new name. Something happened, a new birth happened inside of his life. There was a progression of revelation. God was revealing himself day and time by time to Abraham's life. It's the same thing as to the bride. God is revealing himself in a mighty way to your life and to my life. And he calls us with unconditional covenant, without anything, through the shedding blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you and I has no work to do on it. That God calls us by grace and he chooses it. We that were dying in sin and trespass, but his love to us produce grace to your life and to my life. And we see the same thing that Abraham was in Babylon, was in Babel, which it means confusion. But God called him. When God called him, it was just the grace of God. There was nothing good that he was better than other people. But it was the grace of God. He has no merit. He has nothing to puff up himself. Says, I'm better than the rest of the people because the Lord called me. No. It was God's grace that make Abraham to be someone. That it's God's grace that made you and I to be someone. Despite that, in the eyes of the world, we are not nobody. We can't seem to be someone. If we present ourselves before the people who are educated in this world, the people who knows everything, the people who write books, you and I, we are nobody. We can't even give them a thought. They will not accept even our thought. But we know that something special has happened to us. God has revealed his plan to you and I. That is the great privilege that you and I can rejoice on it. Despite that all our lucky, despite that everything we may wish to have, we may wish to be, but these things here, that to have the mind of God, it's a great privilege. It's a great privilege. If you take these things, you meditate upon them. Because this country, Sodom and Gomorrah, was condemned. It was about to be destroyed. The fire of God has to fall down upon them. But nobody else knew except Abraham that knew. And how did he know it? Because God revealed himself for these things unto him. God showed to Abraham his plan that I'm about to destroy this city. Their sin now has reached a certain level that I can't bear it anymore. And God himself said to Abraham, I'm coming down to investigate it. And we can see there on the wall, God coming down, according to Revelation chapter 10, to investigate it himself, to pronounce judgment on the earth. Because the scripture says, let's go to Luke 17, then you will understand it very well. It's the same thing that the scripture says in Luke 17. And the scripture says the same thing. As it was in the time of Lot, so as it shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now we see that in that time, God revealed himself to Abraham that he represents you and I. Now we see that and the same things happen also to the end time when this civilization must be destroyed. God has to reveal himself in the same way. Now Luke 17, it's our familial scripture now. From verse 28, and they say, likewise, also as it was in the day of Lot, they did eat, they did drink, they taught, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even that shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. When the Son of Man make known his hidden thought. When the Son of Man reveal his plan of the redemption, the same thing will happen. And the prophet say that there's three class of the people. There was Abraham, and there was Lot, and there was unbelief, the Sodomite. And the same time that we are living, the prophet say Lot is the type of the lukewarm believer. Is the type of denominational believer. And there is a bride where the bride has communion with the Melchizedek himself. He has a communion with Elohim, the one that existed by himself. And there's a Sodomite, the people of this world, that can't believe in the word of God. And the prophet, they say the same thing, even in the congregation. There's a believer, and a make-believer, and an unbeliever. It's always the three classes of the people. And you must find yourself in one class of these people. And for you to have the communion with God, you must be in Abraham's camp. Now, where Abraham was, there was a communion with Elohim. Elohim never went and communion with the people in Sodom. There he sent two angels there. And the prophet said that Oral Robert and Billy Graham, the people who went there, the prophet said they didn't perform much miracle. They just blind the eyes of the people of Sodom to escape Lot. And what they did, they come with the gospel that blind the heathen, that they could not see the scripture that God is fulfilling in your time and my time. Because the scripture says what happened there, it must happen at our time. God said to Abraham, I'm coming down myself to investigate it. I'm coming down to see if this is according to their crying. And God come down and see the same thing. Now Abraham now has the power to intercede on the behalf of the people of Sodom. Because you can't separate Sodom from Abraham. Because Abraham was interceding on their behalf. He was telling God, if there's 50 people, will you be able to save them? But the people in Sodom, when they were living, they were thinking that Abraham is a foolish man. How he can't come and join with us? We're having a good time here. We're having a good life here. There's a lecture here. How can this man accept dwelling there in tent, where the dwelling is not in good condition? Maybe sometime when it's a heavy rain, it can enter even inside of Abraham's house. Why did he have to live there? The life is this side. Look at even his own nephew has separated from him. He has accepted to come with us. But when he get there, Lot, he never been happy. He wasn't sanctified. The prophet said he was a preacher to the Sodomite. But the Sodomite could not believe anything, because their sin was so much to a certain level that God himself has to come down to investigate it. It's the same thing as the angel of the Lord coming down and putting his foot on the sea and in the and on the earth. Why? It's to investigate it, to see exactly what's happening in this time, that the scripture being fulfilled. And at the same time now, something's happening with Abraham. God is revealing everything that he's about to do. He said, I'm about to destroy this generation. I'm about to destroy this civilization. This is a horrible civilization. There's a perversion all around. You can't see anything good on it. As the day goes, they're increasing in sin. There's nothing good coming out of it. It's just bad after bad. It's becoming worse and worse. And Abraham could intercede with God, but he wasn't able even to find 5 just righteous people there. That's something is amazing. That in cap of Abraham, people could look and mock at Abraham and say, this man, every night you will see him is praying there, is calling upon the name of Jehovah. But look his life condition. It's not a very good condition. Look his poor worker. He doesn't have even work. He has a lot of things that he need to get out from that condition that he can be blessed. To some of the people of Sodom, they recall that there was a blessing in Sodom. But Abraham didn't took these things as a blessing. His eyes was on the goal. He said, my eyes is to have a fellowship and a communion with Elohim. If I can have that with Elohim, that is enough for me. All these things are secondary. I know it very soon it will be destroyed. Let's put my eyes in the right things. And you and I, as the bride, the elector of the Lord Jesus Christ, our eyes need to be in Elohim. We need to put our eyes in the word of God, because that is the only things that will stand. No matter how attractive it looked there, no matter how it is in Sodom and Gomorrah, there's nothing that will stand there. Because the judgment is already been proclaimed. The angel of the Lord, Elohim himself, come down to investigate it. He said, all these things they are building, motorway, Olympic Games, and all these things, it will just doomed. There's nothing that will remain. Very soon it will be destroyed. Do not put your eyes there. But Abraham has something very deep inside of him. No matter what was happening there, it didn't attract his attention. His attention was in Elohim. His attention is that he could serve him, that he could have communion with Elohim. That was his main point. He didn't put his eyes there because he know that the word of God is so strict that it must be fulfilled in a letter. God, the way he has spoken, it must be fulfilled. The prophet said, if you look how strict the word of God is, look at what happened to Lot's wife. The prophet said, look what happened to Lot's wife. Because the word says that you should not look back. When she looked back, she became a pillar of salt. The prophet said the word of God is so strict that if you miss even one piece of it, it must be fulfilled. The judgment must be fall upon thee. And Abraham didn't want the judgment to fall upon him because he has the mind of God. He didn't want the influence of Sodom because he already know what is going to happen there. And you and I, it will be a disaster if we have the same judgment as Sodom. Because we have the mind of Christ. The prophet says the bride has the mind of Christ. You and I has the mind of Christ. We have the revealing of the word of God. And everything that God promised to do to this age, you and I have it. You and I has everything. All the mystery of God is being revealed. And you and I know them. No matter what we look like to the people of the world, we look nobody there. But our great joy should be that we have the mind of God. That should be our great joy, because we are the most privileged people in the world. Because people are trying to guess this, the end time will come, a such date, a such year. But you and I, we have all the sign around us. And we know how things are moving. And people are investing money in Hollywood and all these things. But you and I knows that God has already pronounced the judgment through his prophet that Los Angeles will sink. No matter what they are doing, the word of God must be fulfilled. And you and I has the word, the mind of God. It will be something that we should be very happy of it. I was looking at when I was meditating on it. Sometimes we put our eyes in the wrong things. You say, I don't have this. I'm not like this neighbor of mine. Look the way they are. They have a very good car. They have a very good life. But me, I look like I'm useless. I'm nobody. But if you look the other side, you have the mind of God. And I remember when the prophet, he looked at Ora Robot building. And he looked at them and said, but this ministry, come out of my ministry. But me, I'm like nobody. He make this building, million of dollars went to it. And he look, and God tell him, I'm your portion. You see, that what is the privilege things that you and I, we have. That God is our portion. They don't have God, which it means anything that is not of God, it will have an end. Because the only eternal life, it's God himself. If you have God, you have eternal life with you. But if they have everything that they can have, it's for a short time, my friend. It's a short time. You and I, we have the main things. We have what we need to live eternally. And we have the message of the hour, which is the mind of God. It's a great privilege for you and I. It is something that we should be happy every time. If you think about it, that God was about to destroy everything. And just a small group of the people, Abraham and his people. And Abraham could look at himself and say, but why this man could come unto me? Why they didn't went first to Sodom? But they went first to Abraham. Which means that there's something there in Abraham that God has put it before the foundation of the world that qualify Abraham to have a communion with Melchizedek himself. And you and I, God has predestinated us before the foundation of the world. And God has put something in you and I that things will be able, compatible to receive God inside of our life. It's a great privilege. Many people will look even to read this message. They will not understand anything. If you speak about this thing, Abraham being our type, they will not understand it. But look, people who never went to school, doesn't have any degree, but they are able to read these things, to listen unto them, and to say amen to it, and to receive it. This is my portion. It's God, because Jesus himself says. Let's see these things in Matthew chapter 11, 25, and show how God does his thing. How God does he bypass the great people of this world. And the same thing that he did in Sodom and Gomorrah. He passed them by and he revealed himself to Abraham, which is a great privilege. Because in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, at that time Jesus answered and says, I take thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed them unto babies. That you and I, these things, the mystery of the seven seals, the mystery of the seven thunders, God has hidden them unto the wise and the prudent of this world. The people of much education that you and I, the big name of these people, the king of this world, God has hide these things unto them and revealed them unto you and I. As babies, people who are nobody, it's the same time in time of Abraham, the king of Sodom, didn't know anything about the plan of God. But Abraham knew everything, that I have nothing to envy this Sodom, because the judgment already is pronounced. You can see the wig there. You can see the judgment, the supreme authority of God is coming down to investigate it and to pronounce judgment. There's nothing that will stand. Everything that will be shaken, will be shaken, the prophet says. The world falling apart. The prophet says everything is gone. It's completed to the decay. Now we see that the scripture, Jesus himself says, what happened there in time of Lot, it must happen to our time too. And the same God that come down there, the same God has come down in our time. Are we not a privileged people? Because God did the same thing. God promised his scripture and fulfilled it. And you and I are most privileged people. To see the scripture being fulfilled, to see God revealing himself inside of our life, Father. Oh, friend, we must have consolation. These things should comfort us. No matter what is we going through, everything will have an end. But we have what it takes to have the eternal life. We have the mind of God. We have the message of the hour. Everything that people want to know. People try to know about seals, but they can't know it because God has to reveal these things. God must show to Abraham, this is what I'm about to do. This is my plan. If God didn't reveal to Abraham, Abraham will not know it. You see, there's a difference there. Because the angels, those two angels that went there, they didn't know nothing about it. It was only Elohim, Melchizedek now, has to do with Abraham, has to do with the bride. And the prophet said that you and I, that the type of the elector, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, that dealing with the ministry of the Son of Man, that the Melchizedek himself dealing with us, dealing with you and I. And we could read the Bible and understand things. Even people who went to theology, they will never understand these things. They will never understand them. But people, like my wife, people doesn't have much education. They are able to understand these things. They are able to believe them. That is, this is nothing but the truth. And Jesus showed us the same principle in Matthew 11, that he has hidden this thing to the prudent, to the wise of this world, and revealed them to babies like you and I. People who are low esteem in this world, people who have no word in this world, we are nobody. But God showed us all the symbols of the revelation, that you and I know them, that when we read the Bible, we read the church age, and we see these things, that everything that is happening is according to the scripture. People may read them and will not understand, but you and I, we are privileged people. Not because we are someone, because God predestinated us. Because of the love of God. Not we are better than our neighbors. It's because God graced to you and I. And God make known all the mystery to you and I. That God make all the things known to us. It's God's grace. And it's something that we should praise God. We should worship him. Even when we sing, we should sing from all our hearts. Because of what he did for us. Because of the things that he revealed to us. It'll be something that we should be happy. Even adults are for our petition, our request. He didn't yet answer them. But we should praise him for what he did already to us. It will be something that we should praise him. Then when we come to church, we come full of joy. That these things, God of heaven, look how small I am. Look where I come from. There was no merit for me to know these things. Look at the people, these people. They never maybe live in a village before. I lived there. And I come from that a part of the world where nobody's known there. But God revealed himself to me. But these people who've been living in this great civilization from years and years, they know all these things. They know the heir of the kingdom of this earth. These people that they come after this queen come after this king, the king, another one come, his son come. But you and I, we are nobody. If you look our background, how God come to us, that's the way God does his thing. Because he choose you and he choose me. We don't know why did he choose us. Because he just manifests his love to you and I. And that could be something inside of you. Even if you don't have what you want to have. Friend, it's something to praise God. It's something to give God glory. It's something to manifest joy. Because God had did a great thing for you and I. This is a great thing. This is more than anything else. Anything else we can look for. It is secondary. But these things, to know the mind of God, it is something very important. It is something very vital. It's something that you can't even express how important it is. Because the prophet says in pagan church, he said, the mind, the word is in the bride. As it was in Mary. If the word is in you, and the word is God himself, because it, in the beginning it was God, and God was made flesh, and that word now become you, part of your life, becoming you and it me. It's a great responsibility, friend, not to be a king or a minister in this government, But you have God inside of your life, the way Mary has it. Because the prophet who says, he said the word is in the bride as it was in the Mary. It was in Mary. That the prophet says, the pagan church age. He said the word is in the bride as it was in Mary. And you are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same way that the word that could save you and I was inside of a little wound of Mary, and Mary, the same word is in you. It is not a great privilege. It's a great privilege, to be sure. It's a great privilege to have Jesus inside of your spiritual womb that nobody else has it. And nobody else has it. You has it. If you think about it, what merit do you have to have it? No merit. It's just the love of God. It's just the election. Just God choosing. And God make the things that way. If you look even at your wrong, at your past life, I can be wrong or maybe more than my neighbor. But God didn't look at these things. Somehow he chose me. I didn't know anything about it. And he chose me. He predestinated me. That me in this time of the end time, I will be able to know what God is doing. I will have the mind of God. I will know exactly among my friend from school, among my friend from all the young people we born together with him. But God predestinated that to a such a higher calling that we should have the mind of Christ. There's no a higher calling like that one. There's no a such a higher calling like that one. To have the mind of Christ is a great privilege. For us to know these things, even to be here last Sunday night service, oh, it's a great privilege to know these things of the revelation, to know these things of the book of Daniel, that those things that was sealed, that nobody could be able to know them, that you and I now, God is revealing them to you and I. It is a great privilege. It's more than gold and silver. It's more than money. These things is very important. If you look at them, people doesn't know anything about it. People go there, they don't know anything about it. Lot, the things were surprising him. Lot, now you have to come out of Sodom because you've been in so much lukewarm. Inside of staying with Abraham now, your eyes are attracted for luxury, for a softer life now. Look the condition now. You start crying now. Homosexual is at your door. What's going on, Lot? The people want now to go out with the angel. Lot start to call them my brethren. They say, no, you are not our brethren. You know, one of this day, if you play too much with the world will speak against us. They will speak against us. They speak against the Lord. They say, no, you are not our brethren. We don't know you. You are not of Sodom. Now the time come that he realized that I make a stupid mistake. I should not separate myself from Lot. But if it wasn't the grace of God, he could die there. If it wasn't the grace of God, he could die there. And the prophet say his wife, she has a plenty reason to look back. But no matter the reason she has a plenty reason, the prophet says, to look back. Because her children, it was there, married her in Sodom. They were dying there. The prophet says she has a genuine reason to look there. Because the word of God was spoken now. Do not look back. If you look back, you perish, you perish. That's the word of God. If the word of God is spoken, it must be fulfilled. No matter the genuine reason that she has, that she could look back and see my daughters, they are dying there with my grandchildren. She has the reason to look back because God has spoken. When you make the decision, now I follow Jesus, you must follow him. The song says, no turn back, no turn back. If you turn back, you perish. There's no life there when you are turning back. Now you must go forward. There's no backward. You must go forward. No matter how going tough, we can't going back. If we left Egypt, we left Egypt. We can't going back to Egypt. It's told to Abraham, separate yourself and come out of that confusion. And I will make you a great nation. And you will be a blessing to the people. Abraham is supposed to obey the word of God. Because God says so. And when Abraham obeyed it, the blessing after blessing. He communed with Melchizedek. In Genesis 14, you will see there. Abraham, after the battle of those four kings, Abraham communed with Melchizedek. Something happened there. Because in the camp of Abraham, continually, Melchizedek was coming. Elohim was communion there. Now, there's nowhere else. It didn't say nowhere in the scripture that Elohim communion with the people of Sodom. No. Now, to show something that out of sight of the message of the hour, there's no communion with Abraham, with Elohim. There's no communion. Outside of the message of the hour, there's no communion with God. You can communion with the Spirit of God, but to communion with God himself, it must be in Abraham's camp. Outside of Abraham's camp, there's no communion with Elohim. You can't communion with him. Because he never went there to Sodom. He never went there to these people, to those kings. He waited when Abraham come from fighting, and he communion with him. And the scripture even says in Deuteronomy 16, you know the scripture? He said, you will worship where I have a place to put my name. Where I have choose to place my name. Now that's the place where God will communion with his place, with his people. And God only can communion with his people in the bride. Because the word is in the bride. If you go outside of the bride, there's no communion with God. You can communion with the Spirit of God, but you can't really have communion with God unless there. But we see that what caused it, what caused to God to unveil, what caused God to unveil his hidden secret to Abraham? What caused it? And we see that is the communion. That's why we are preparing ourselves for communion on Saturday. Because if we really have a communion with God, God will reveal his hidden thing to us. That is very important. After God having communion, a sweet communion with Abraham, Abraham make God welcome from the beginning of Genesis 18, if you read it. And God, you will see everything, what Abraham did to God. And now God was about to go. And he said, shall I hide from Abraham things that I'm about to do? And God said, no. Abraham is our friend. Now I have things that I must do now. It should not take Abraham by surprise. Abraham must know these things, that I'm destroying this nation. That this nation should not be a temptation to Abraham. Abraham must know what is happening now. And you and I, we know what is going to happen and what already started happening to this world. Things are not getting better. Things are getting worse. And we know why. Because the judgment of God was pronounced. The judgment of God is on the land. Once God came himself and investigated it, and he see that perfectly, these things are like this. God can't change his mind. Even in the time of Moses, God said to Moses, I'm coming down myself to deliver my people. But God, when he come down in the form of the Son of Man, in the ministry of the Son of Man, God came down. God can't let the things that way. Because God himself saw that this sin of the people, they get a step far now. There's a great perversion that you can't see. There's a great sin that you can't see and never see it before. The prophet in the spoken word, Shalom, he said it's getting darker than darker every day. He said if you look last year and you look this way, things are worse. There's nothing are getting better spiritually speaking. It's worse for the people outside today. But for you and I, we have what it takes for us to prepare us for the rapture. That these things should not surprise us. Because God has sent his messenger, has sent his prophet, according to Revelation 10:7, that at that day of the 70th angel, all the mystery of God shall be revealed. And all the mystery of God is revealed to you as it was revealed to Abraham. Everything has been revealed to you by God himself. Because the one who opened the seal, the prophet said, it is not me. It's God that opened the seal. God that opened the seals, he came to the prophet. He said, while I was praying, and he came to me and opened them. The same God now that did the same thing to Abraham has done the same thing to the bride of the last age. He has opened the seals to you and I. And our eyes now are open. And we can see exactly what is happening. That's why as we enter to a time of prayer now, let this word comfort you and I. That no matter what is happening, no matter our request, other things that we have as need, but let these things give us joy. It's a great privilege to know what God is doing in your time. That is the great privilege to know what God is doing in your time. Because Abraham knew what God was doing. It was a great privilege to him. To the people of Sodom, those things, it was something unknown. They didn't know exactly what is happening. Even when the angel came now to Sodom, they didn't know exactly that this is the last chance for the people. But their eyes was blind, spiritually speaking. They could not see anything. The angel just did one miracle and blinded them. And they went off there. And what came next, as Jesus said, the fire, the brimstone, fell down upon them. And this world will be destroyed the same way as it was there now. The fire of God will fall upon them. And the atmosphere, everything, the germ that caused the sin, the prophet said, it must be changed. If you see in the spoken word, the feature home, the prophet said all the germ that caused the sin, the atmosphere, it must completely change it. God must change everything before it become a dwelling place of God, that you and I could be able to dwell. See, that these things must be fulfilled. But if it wasn't grace of God, we will not be able to know these things. It will not be possible for you and I to know these things. But we want maybe to know things of the college, which is has its place. But the most important things is to have the mind of Christ. The most important things is not our own plan. The most important things is to have the mind of Christ. It's to have a communion with Melchizedek himself. Because once you have a communion with him, he can reveal more things to your life. He can show you the next step to get in your life. It's something very important. Because after Abraham now, having communion with him, he knew what's going to happen next. And he started to intercede. As you know now, what is happening to this world. As these things is revealed to us, it will be a good thing for you and I to intercede on the behalf of the people we know that they are lost. They don't know about God. They don't know what is happening. Our friends, our family members, we could be like Abraham. He said, Lord, if you find the 5 of them, if you find the 50 there, will you destroy the whole nation? God said, no. But there was no even one righteous man in Sodom. They could not find it. Just ask the Lord to wait out. There's nobody there. Everybody was destroyed. But we have the people in our mind. We have the people in our heart. We can pray them as the mercy of the Lord is still there. We can pray for them and God can reveal himself to their life. If the new people among us, that God can reveal himself. Because once God is revealing himself to someone, because there's no second-hand revelation, it has to come from God himself. The way God revealed it to Abraham, God must reveal to everybody. If God didn't reveal it to you, that way you see someone come for a while to church, it stop coming. Because God never revealed himself to the person. Once the person has the revelation directly from God, nothing will move him. Because Paul even says in Romans 8, nothing should separate from the love of God. Once you have that things from God himself, no matter what happened, misfortune, misunderstood, anything that happened will not separate you from God. There's nothing that can separate you because you have the revelation. You know God in the power of the resurrection. And Abraham experienced it. And he has it now. Something happened to his life. He knew that, no, me, I know where I stand now. I'm standing in the rock, in solid rock. There's nothing that can move me. It's God that is leading me. I know what happened. No matter how attractive Sodom is, I will not put my eyes there. I will put my eyes on the price. I'm not going to put my eyes there because I'll be destroyed like them. I don't want to be destroyed. Let's all stand now. We sing a song. Then we enter into a time of prayer.
Let for me, let me
serve
Rock of Ages. Let for me, let me have
my serving. Yeah. Puissant créateur du ciel de la terre, et aide-nous, Père, aide ma maison, Seigneur, aide mon épouse et mes enfants, Seigneur, et conduis-nous selon ta sainte parole, et fais de nous ce que tu nous as prédestinés, les enfants à la fondation, afin que nous puissions donner gloire et honneur à ton Seigneur, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Tu es le Dieu de notre salut, tu es le Dieu qui connaît toutes choses, le Dieu qui nous a appelé le premier, le Dieu qui a dit, venez sans moi, vous qui êtes fatigués, je vous donnerai du repos. C'est pourquoi, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, je veux que toi, tu puisses me donner le repos à mon âme, que toi, tu puisses me séparer de toutes choses, tout ce qui est comme médisance, toutes choses qui sont contraires à ta sainte parole. Tu es bien aimé avoir un cœur qui pardonne.
Je ne sais pas si tu as même fait du choix à la tête de la venir, non l'esprit de pardon, et loin de l'esprit de combat, de toute chose, qui est contraire à la personne, de façon nous, de taille, nous, et fin de nous, c'est toi qui nous a prédestinés dès avant la fondation de ce monde, afin que nous puissions donner gloire et honneur à ton Seigneur, toi le Dieu de notre famille, toi le Dieu qui connaît toutes choses, toi le Dieu qui nous a appelés en premier, toi le Dieu qui s'est manifesté dans nos vies, Père, manifeste-toi, afin qu'il soit la plus forte, seul, et pour toi, le Dieu qui est le plus fils de notre famille, appelez-moi de l'amour, cet amour qui me pousse à aimer même ceux qui ne s'aiment pas, à faire du bien à ceux qui me font du mal, à manifester au Dieu que tu fais, et à vivre au Dieu que tu fais, et à vivre au Dieu que tu fais.
De ton esprit, nous voulons la vie de ta sainte parole, nous voulons la vie qui reflète et qui manifeste.
manifeste la lumière de ta sainte parole. Rappuie-nous de ton esprit, rappuie-nous de ta sainte force et manifeste-toi d'une façon spéciale à terre. Père, laisse que nous puissions faire ta volonté. Laisse que toi, le grand Dieu du ciel, laisse que toi, le grand Dieu de gloire, Père éternel, tu puisses te manifester d'une façon spéciale. Tu puisses, oh Dieu, tu puisses en faire tes talents. Faire de nous cette place qui nous a prédestinés avant la fondation de ce monde, afin que nous puissions donner gloire sur la terre à ton Seigneur. Seigneur, tu es notre Dieu. Tu es celui qui connaît toutes choses. Tu es celui qui connaît nos vies. Tu es celui qui nous a appelés le premier. Tu es celui qui a dit, venez vers moi, vous êtes fatigués, je vous donnerai du repos, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Donne-nous du repos et aide-nous afin que nous puissions faire ta volonté, afin que nous puissions manifester ta sainte parole le plus tout le monde. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, éloigne toute chose qui n'a pas de quoi faire. Je suis à la recherche du travail. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, tu as dit que l'homme ne mature qu'à la sueur de ses forces. C'est pourquoi je regarde vers toi ce moment te demandant au Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père éternel, que toi tu puisses ouvrir au Dieu bien-aimé certaines forces pour moi, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Dieu Tout-Puissant, toi celui qui est à nous, le plus fort que celui qui est dans le monde. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, c'est par toi les choses qui contiennent à ta seule parole. Au Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père Jésus-Christ, donne-moi la force et la plus grande de ton esprit, Seigneur. Sacrifie-moi et purifie-moi par le sang de Jésus-Christ. Éloigne le souci des choses et de ce monde dans ma vie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Je vais remettre mon frère Christian à la cette main. Que toi tu puisses veiller sa santé. Que toi tu puisses être avec sa maison. Que toi tu puisses être avec son épouse et ses enfants. Que toi tu puisses, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, te manifester d'une façon spéciale dans leur vie. Seigneur, pense et console de nos vies. Notre frère John, oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, qui a un problème mental. Que toi tu puisses me bénir. Oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, que toi tu puisses bénir le frère Johnny. Que toi tu puisses bénir la sœur Yves, Père, et que toi tu puisses manifester avec leur vie, Père éternel, Dieu de gloire, tu es le Dieu de notre salut, tu es le Dieu qui connaît toutes choses, tu es le Dieu qui nous a appelé le premier Père, afin de toi d'une façon spéciale dans la vie de notre frère, de notre pasteur, oh Dieu tout puissant, que toi tu puisses te manifester, afin que nous puissions recevoir tes bénédictions. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, tu connais nos besoins, tu connais nos erreurs, tu connais nos fautes, tu connais nos vies, Père. Je demande de pouvoir nous pardonner, Seigneur, de mettre la paix dans la maison de mon frère Doubé, au Dieu Tout-Puissant, la sœur Francesco, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, que toi tu puisses me manifester dans sa vie, que toi tu puisses manifester, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, dans la vie de ton enfant, Dieu créateur qui fait de la terre, bon comprendre de tout ce qui est chaque ennemi, et aide-nous, au Dieu Tout-Puissant, afin que nous puissions être le épître vivant de ta sainte parole, et lui partout le monde, reflète toujours la lumière de ta sainte parole, donne la vie de prière sans cesse. Dans la vie de mon épouse, Père éternel, tu es bien aimé, Seigneur, laisse que nous puissions parler que le bien de nos frères, c'est ça, que nous puissions manifester que le bien, oh Dieu, bien aimé, que nous puissions nous séparer de toutes choses, Père, qui pourra amener la bénédiction, la malédiction dans nos vies, et que nous puissions nous attacher aux choses qui amènent toujours la bénédiction, Père. Bénis-nous, oh Dieu, tu puissions ouvrir les portes nécessaires, Père. Ça semble comme le ciel est silencieux, Père. Les besoins sont fixés vers toi, le Dieu de mon salut. Les besoins sont fixés vers toi. C'est lui qui nous a donné la force, les yeux sont fixés vers toi, c'est lui qui a donné sa vie afin que nous puissions avoir la vie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, rappelle-nous de ta sainte force, Père, Dieu Tout-Puissant, ô Père éternel, conduis-nous selon ta sainte force, bénis-nous, Père, et donne-nous la force, et donne-nous la vie de ta sainte parole, donne-nous la vie qui est consacrée à toi, donne-nous la vie qui est consacrée à sa sainte parole, et demeure dans la vie de tout chacun de nous, Seigneur, fais nos pierres ta demeure, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, le Dieu de mon salut. Père éternel, je m'abandonne à toi, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, je m'abandonne ma maison tout entière, la maison de mon frère, c'est mon épouse et ses enfants à l'entrée de main, afin que toi tu puisses se manifester dans leur vie. Viens encore une fois de plus, Seigneur, et remplis-nous de ton esprit, et remplis-nous de ta sainte force, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Je viens de mettre, Père éternel, au Dieu que tu sens le prochain d'avenir, Seigneur, je remets cela à l'entrée de main, que ça ne soit pas ma volonté, et que ta volonté soit faite, et que les décisions, les comportements des autres ne puissent pas influencer ma décision, que toi tu puisses m'influencer, Seigneur. Je viens chercher ta force, que toi tu puisses me parler d'une façon spéciale, Père éternel. Dieu, bien aimé, Père éternel, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, prends contrôle de ma vie, prends contrôle de cette église, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Père Tout-Puissant, Père éternel, nous voulons être conduits par ton esprit, nous voulons être conduits par ta sainte force, nous voulons être conduits par ta sainte présence. Dieu Tout-Puissant, tu es le Dieu de notre famille, le Dieu qui règne, le Dieu qui vit à jamais, le Dieu qui manifeste de ta sainte parole, manifeste-toi d'une façon spéciale, réponse et contrôle de toutes choses. Nous voulons refléter la lumière de ta sainte parole, et s'appuyer dans nos vies, Seigneur. Vise toutes choses de ton contraire à ta sainte parole de ma vie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Je vais devant toi comme Jacob le fait, que je ne te laisse pas, afin que toi tu aies changé ma vie, afin que toi tu aies changé mon cœur, afin que tu aies changé ma pensée. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, oh Dieu, tu puisses en faire éternel. Je veux la conduite de ta sainte parole. Je veux la conduite de ta sainte parole. Je veux la bénédiction de mon cœur. Je veux la vie qui reflète et qui manifeste la lumière de ta sainte parole. Et sur la terre comme au ciel, nous voulons être conduits par ta sainte parole. Père éternel, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, que je puisse pas prendre une décision émotionnelle, que je puisse prendre une décision qui est poussée par l'esprit, Seigneur. Car toi, tu connais ma vie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, et tu connais le reste de mon être, tu connais mes pensées. Oh Dieu, tu puisses en appuyer moi de ton esprit, Seigneur, et donne-moi un cœur libre, oh Dieu, tu puisses en appuyer ton esprit. Oh Dieu, tu puisses en cette racine et l'amertume, que tu penses contraire à ta sainte parole. Tu te dis qu'il ne donne pas gloire à ton Seigneur, Seigneur. Tu es le Dieu de notre salut. Tu es le Dieu qui connaît toutes choses, Père. Je comprends que ma vie qui t'entière à l'entraînement. Je ramène ma maison qui t'entière à l'entraînement. Je ramène cette église à l'entraînement, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Dieu, bien aimé, Père, que toi tu puisses guérir les blessures du cœur. Car les blessures du cœur n'ont jamais été guéries, Père éternel, Dieu Tout-Puissant. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, tu es le Dieu de notre salut. Tu es le Dieu qui connaît toutes choses. Tu es le Dieu qui nous a appelés le premier, Père éternel, toi. Tu connais ma vie, toi qui connais toutes choses, toi qui connais mon cœur, Seigneur, je m'abandonne à la paix, je m'abandonne mon cœur au Dieu Tout-Puissant, afin que toi, le grand créateur du ciel et de la terre, tu puisses manifester à moi, que toi tu puisses prendre soin et prendre soin de toutes choses, afin que la gloire et l'honneur puissent revenir à toi, Seigneur. Tu es le Dieu de mon salut, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Tu es le Dieu qui connaît mon vie, Père éternel, Seigneur, je m'abandonne à toi, au Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, je ne sais rien, que tu as venu de Dieu, Père, mais je sais que toi tu es le Dieu. Qui répond, Père. Je t'ai évoqué dans ma vie, Père, tu as répondu, oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, mais ça semble comme si, oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, tout devient sombre, Père. Et tends ton oreille envers moi, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, et exauce en ma prière, oh Dieu bien-aimé, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Je regarde vers toi ce moment, Seigneur. Je te demande la force, Père éternel. Je ne peux rien sans toi, Père. Dieu Tout-Puissant, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, si c'est à cause de mes péchés, si c'est à cause des péchés de mes frères, si c'est à cause des péchés de ma maison, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Bien-aimé, Père, pardonne cela, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Je veux être dans ta volonté parfaite, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Je ne veux pas être dans la volonté permissible, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Bien-aimé, Père, je regarde vers toi ce moment, le grand Dieu du ciel. Je regarde vers toi, celui qui nous a appelé le premier. Je regarde vers toi, celui qui a donné sa vie afin que nous puissions avoir la vie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Nous voyons à tous nos besoins de sanctifier-nous et donne-nous la force et aide-nous afin que nous puissions vivre réellement la vie de ta sainte parole. La vie qui reflète et qui manifeste la lumière de ta sainte parole. Sur la terre comme au ciel, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, nous voulons faire toujours ta volonté, nous voulons manifester toujours ta sainte parole. Nous voulons toujours, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, être conduit par ton esprit et être conduit par ta sainte parole. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, c'est toi le Dieu de notre salut, Père éternel. Je connais mes erreurs et mes péchés, Seigneur. Je reconnais là où je pensais, quand je péchais contre le ciel et contre ta sainte parole, à travers mes yeux, à travers ma bouche et à travers mes oreilles, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Je te demande pardon, oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, et aide-moi à instruire mes enfants, mon épouse et mes enfants de ta sainte parole, et à instruire, oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, ceux qui sont tout autour de moi, Père, à être une lumière dans les ténèbres, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. J'ai bien aimé, Père éternel, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, tout erreur, je te demande pardon, Seigneur. J'ai bien aimé la sœur Dieu droit, je la remets à l'autre de tes mains, car toi, le grand Dieu du ciel, tu as dit, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, regarde-moi autant de troubles, et vous me verrez, et se retrouve à l'hôtel pour le moment, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, tu connais sa situation avec son mari, Seigneur, ce que tu te demandes, que toi tu puisses les unir ensemble, que toi tu puisses les amener ensemble, que toi tu puisses les bénir, que toi tu puisses se manifester dans sa vie, que toi tu puisses se manifester dans leur vie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, afin que la gloire et l'honneur soient rendus à ton nom. ton Seigneur, Dieu de notre salut, Seigneur, je te dis, je viens à mes pères, je ramène mon frère Georges, tu connais ce besoin, Père, il a besoin des enfants, Seigneur, je ramène aussi, oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, tous les autres saints, Père, qui ont besoin des enfants, à l'âge que tu viens, que toi tu puisses leur bénir, que toi tu puisses se manifester d'une façon spéciale dans leur vie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, reflète-toi d'une façon spéciale, Père, la présence de tout et chacun de tes enfants, oh Dieu Tout-Puissant, nous te demandons que toi tu puisses leur bénir. Bénis-nous, Seigneur, donne-nous la force.
Father, for your kindness, Lord Savior. Lord, how many prayers have we brought before thee? Father, Lord, but you've answered them all, Lord Savior. Lord, we are thankful for brother like brother Robert, Lord Savior. Lord, we just commit him unto thee, Lord Savior. Lord, you know, Lord, his situation, Lord. Lord, you know, Lord, his state, Lord. Lord, you know, Lord, his condition, Lord Savior. Let me commit him unto thee, Lord. Lord, his family, Lord Savior. Thank you, Lord Savior. For such, Lord, a brother like this, Lord. Lord, we ask your grace, Lord. And in the father's time, Savior, may you give our brother grace, Lord. May you give him strength, Lord Savior. Lord, to lift out, Lord Savior. Even if that that he might be a man's Lord Savior. For Lord Jesus, you know, Lord Savior. Lord, it's not right, Lord, to stay long, Lord. But it's such, Lord Savior. Lord, a condition, Lord Savior, God. We pray for our brother, innocent, Lord. Lord, thank you, please, for Lord Savior. Allowing us, Lord, to meet Lord Savior, our brother, Lord. Help us, Lord Savior, that we would be realize, Lord. Why, Lord Savior, you've allowed us, Lord. Father, to meet our brother, Lord Savior. What it is, Lord. That you would desire for us, Lord Savior. Lord, to learn from these situations, oh God. Lord, we ask your grace, Lord, tonight. Lord, we ask your mercy, Lord, even upon this night, Lord Savior. Bless us, Lord, bless our flock, Lord. Bless, Lord, the young amongst us, Lord Savior. Lord Savior, you know, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, many, Lord Savior, that have been baptized, Lord. Father, Lord, even Lord Savior, man's gone by. Lord, we see them no more, Lord Savior, God. Father, Lord, Jehovah, we desire, Lord Savior. Lord, your grace, that we, Lord Savior, have an understanding, Lord, even of such a situation, Lord Savior. Lord, and we would desire, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, Jehovah, if there's anything, Lord Savior, that we are doing wrong, Lord Savior, that you would, Lord Savior, give us, Lord, an understanding, Lord Savior. How we, Lord Savior, Lord, would conduct, Lord Savior, our lives, Lord, conduct, Lord Savior, Lord, things, Lord Savior, Lord, but the young, Lord Savior, God. Father, we ask your grace, Lord. Father, we ask your mercy, Lord, even of this time, Lord Savior, God. Father, grateful for everything, Lord Savior, grateful for even this very place, Lord. Father, Lord, you allow us, Lord, to worship, Lord Savior, God. Father, we look unto thee, Lord, even of this time, Lord Savior, God. Lord, trusting in thee, Lord Savior, for thou art, Lord, that everlasting portion, Lord, that we desire, Lord Savior, Father, to be acquainted with, Lord Savior. Father, we desire to acquaint ourselves with none other, Lord Savior, but thee, Almighty God. Father, direct us, Lord, we pray. Even at this time, our Lord Savior, God, give us, Lord, a reality, Lord Savior, that we have, Lord Savior. Lord, Father, even Lord Savior, Lord, just a plainness, Lord. Even at thy mercy, Lord, a plainness, Lord. Even at thy grace, Lord Savior, God. Father, Lord, just give us, Lord, that we'd always, Lord Savior, be, Lord Savior, close to thee, Lord. For you are holy, Lord, and gracious, Lord. Lord, you are mighty, Lord Savior, God. Father, lead us, Lord Savior. Shepherd us, Lord, tonight, Lord Savior, God. Grant us, Lord, even as Lord Savior, we are constantly, Lord Savior, in need, Lord Savior, God. Even of an awakening, Lord Savior, God, in need, Lord Savior, of a realization, Lord Savior, God. Lord, Father, even of the day, Lord Savior, God. For Lord, you know, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, our wicked, Lord Savior, and our demon-filled, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, the days, Lord Savior, that we are so caught up, Lord. Many a times we are asleep, Lord, in the light, Lord Savior, God. Father, we ask your grace, Lord Savior. For Lord, the light, Lord Savior, Lord, has come, Lord, even as Isaiah said, Lord, that we may arise and shine, Lord. Lord, that our lights may shine, Lord, that he may affect, Lord Savior. Lord, our brothers and sisters in darkness, Lord. Lord, and bring them out, Lord Savior. Even into light, Lord Savior, God. Father, shepherd us, Lord Savior, we pray. Give us, Lord, your grace, Lord, we pray. Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for such opportunities, Lord, for such a channel as this, Lord Savior, God. Lord, that we can come before thee, Lord, with this mighty weapon called prayer. Father, Lord, and we can, Lord Savior, God, intercede, Lord, even upon our behalf, Lord. Even of Lord Savior, thine church, Lord Savior, God. Remembering, Lord Savior, even our sister dead, Lord, we lay before thee, Lord, even at this time, brother bright. Lord, we lay them before thee, Lord, even at this time, Lord Savior, God. Father, we ask your grace, Lord Savior. Jericho. Give us, Lord Savior, precious beloved Savior, that we, Lord Savior, Lord, be steadfast, Lord, and stable, Father, even in these things that we believe, Lord Jericho. Father, Lord, we look unto thee, Lord. Lord Savior, just desiring, oh God, Lord Savior, direction, Lord, and just leadership, Lord. Even at all times, Lord Jesus, Father, Lord, we commit all things before thee, Father. But Lord Jehovah, we shall not be moved, Lord, Lord, by anything, Lord Savior, but we shall be moved toward thee, oh God, we pray. Father, give us now your answer, Lord. Give us now, Lord Savior, precious beloved Savior, fresh manner, Lord Savior, that we may, Lord Savior, God, so, Lord, even in those levels, Lord Savior, where we ought to so, Lord Savior, God, with such a word as this, Lord Savior, God. Father, guide us, Lord, and hear us, Lord Savior, even in the desires that we'd have, Lord, tonight, Lord. Lord, the wishes that we'd have, Lord, even upon this night, Lord Savior, that we may come back, Lord Savior, to thine house, Lord. Even upon Saturday, Lord Savior, Lord, we may come, Lord Savior, with great expectation, Lord. Lord, and great anticipation, Lord. Father, Lord Jehovah, Lord, to stand before thine throne, Lord. Lord, to do as thou commanded, Lord Savior, where you were in the flesh, Lord. Lord, you commanded us, Lord Savior, Father, to do, Lord, Father, those things, Lord. Even in memory of thee, Lord Savior, God. Lord, we look forth to, Lord Savior, our communion life, Lord, with great anticipation, Lord Savior, God. And not as a tradition, Lord Savior, but Lord, Father, even as Lord Savior, Father, Lord Jehovah, with much reverence, Lord, Lord, and much respect, Lord Savior, God. Father, we honor thee, Lord. Lord, we glorify thee, Lord. Lord, we give to thee, Lord, praise, Lord. Even as belongeth unto thee, O God. Father, shepherd us, Lord, tonight. Give us now your grace, Lord, we pray. Even at this time, our Lord, Savior, God. Father, Lord Jehovah, with every breath that we have, Lord, with every strength that we have, Lord, we only desire, Lord, to glorify your name, Lord. Father, to give praise unto thee, Lord, Savior, God. Shepherd us, Lord, tonight, Lord, and guide us at this night, Lord, Savior, we pray. Bless and grant us the grace and the mercies we need in Jesus' name.
Let's stand if anybody has any prayer request. As we sing the chorus, then we ask about our church to put all the prayer requests before the Lord. If anybody has any prayer request, let's have to ask the brother to remember my wife in prayer. She's not feeling very well. She has a flu. And the condition she is, she can't take any stronger medicine because of fear.
Reach out to the Lord as he goes by. He will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. Oh, he's passing by this moment.
With a word of prayer, just remember Saturday's communion service.
Father, we are grateful unto thee,
yes,
in
Lord.
Everything, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, many times we come before thee, Lord, asking, Lord, and asking, Father, but tonight we desire to thank thee in everything, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank thee for Brother Francois.
Yes, Lord.
We thank thee, O God, Lord, that we were able, Lord, to come and listen to him minister, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we are thankful, Father, that even whilst he was ministering, Father, there was no disturbances, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Father, we don't know what happens in the spiritual world. We can't see beyond our human eyes.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, we are grateful, Father, that we can come to a place, this place that we call, Father, Lord, our church.
Yes, Lord.
Father, knowing indeed, Lord, Father, every time we come into an atmosphere like this, we only come to be made better bodies, Lord, to serve you, O God.
Amen.
Lord, and we are grateful, Father, that tonight, each and every one of us has come tonight, Lord, and we have identified again, Father, with Malachi 4:5.
Yes.
Lord, Amen. We are thankful, Father,
Amen.
Precious beloved Savior, for Brother Virgus, Father,
yes,
Lord, who's come in identification with his family, Father, tonight.
Yes,
Lord, we are thankful, Father. Lord, Father, that he was able, Father, oh God, to lay everything aside to come to your house. Father, to meet Lord, Father. Lord, Father, even with Brother Wilmore, Lord, Father, we are thankful, Father.
Yes, Lord.
For him and his family, Father.
Yes,
Lord, to be able to come to this night, Lord, of fellowship, Lord, when we can, Lord, Savior, Father, gather where the eagles gather. Father, we are thankful for such an opportunity and such a time
Amen.
As this, Father. Lord, we are grateful, Father, to gather with our brother, Savior, Lord Jehovah, Brother Egan.
Yes,
Lord, we are thankful, Father, for mercy, Lord. Father, that, Lord, Savior, you've given us grace.
Yes,
bless him, his family, Lord, Savior, God, we pray. Father, we are thankful, Father, for Lord,
yes,
Savior, Lord. It's not only Lord, Father, Lord Jehovah, in the world, Lord, Savior, and to the unbeliever, Lord, Father, where death strikes, Lord, but to the believers as well, Father.
Yes,
oh, God, death strikes as well. But we are thankful, Father, that we can meet even with Sister Dube today, Father.
Yes,
Lord, we are all here standing strong, Lord,
yes,
giving
Lord.
Praise and glory unto thee, oh God.
Yes,
Father, Lord, bless our family, Lord, as well,
yes,
we pray. Lord. Father, we are thankful for Brother Mike, Lord God.
Yes,
Savior,
Lord.
Bless him, his family. Lord, Lord, we are thankful and privileged, Lord Savior, Lord, that today, Father, Lord, when the books would be opened, Lord Savior, by and by, Father, Lord Jehovah, we'd be found wanting amidst your house, Lord, worshiping thee, O God, calling upon your name, Father,
yes,
Lord, though the flesh, Lord, that black dog, Lord, though it may be amidst us, Lord,
yes,
Lord, and it may, Lord Savior, try pull us down, Lord, but we are thankful for Brother Cheslin, Lord Savior,
Amen.
Lord, for him being here, Lord,
yes,
though he may be tired, Lord Savior, but Lord, we are all tired, oh God,
yes,
and we
Lord.
Want to go home. But Lord, we are thankful, Father, tonight, Lord, for
yes,
such
Lord.
A time as this, Lord,
yes,
and
Lord.
Such an opportunity, oh God, though they may be, Lord, Father, the noise of Sodom outside, Lord,
yes,
but
Lord.
We are thankful, Father, we are able to lock in and tune in with
Amen.
You, God, Lord, and call upon your name, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we are not disturbed, Lord. Lord, we are not moved, Lord, Savior. Lord, we are thankful tonight, Lord, for
yes,
Brother
Lord.
Kinsley, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, you've allowed him, Lord, Savior, Lord, to meet with us, Lord. Father, in this the closing day of time, Father. Oh God, everything is in order, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing is out of place, Lord.
Yes.
But Brother Vlad, Lord, we are thankful,
yes,
Father, for our brother, Lord Savior. Lord, the opportunity we have, Father. Oh God, Lord Savior. Lord, the saints of old. Lord, if even if they had 5 minutes of this time, Father, Lord, they'd utilize it wisely, Father. But Lord, we are caught in slumber, Lord God. Lord, and we shall not be moved, Lord. For Father, we are conscious of your Father surrounding, Lord Savior. Lord, we are conscious, Lord, even of your Lord Savior, awe and your glory, Lord Savior, and we were desired to give back to thee, Lord Father,
yes, Lord.
As you gave to us at Calvary, Father. Lord, we are thankful, Father, precious beloved Savior, for every brother tonight, Lord, even Brother Denzel, Lord Savior. We are thankful, Father,
yes,
for Tara, Lord Savior, God.
Yes,
we are thankful, Father, for Sister Leanna, Lord Savior, God.
Yes,
Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Please, Lord.
Thank you, Father, Lord God, is all we can say. Father, we've seen throughout the years, oh God, Lord, when we, Lord Savior, worshipped, Lord, Father, in houses, Lord, when we worshipped in Tala,
yes,
when we
Lord.
Worshipped in the various places,
yes,
oh God, Lord.
Lord,
and you are taking us, oh God, from glory unto glory, Lord,
Amen.
Lord, nothing is out of place, Lord,
yes,
we are
Lord.
Thankful, Father, for our
yes,
pastor,
Lord.
Lord, we are
yes,
thankful,
Lord.
Father, for
Amen.
Giving him a spirit like you've given unto him, Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Lord, we are thankful, Father, for every brother, Lord, and every sister, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
even them not here tonight, Lord, we are thankful for them, oh God,
please,
and we pray, Lord, your grace, Lord, we pray your mercy, Lord, tonight, Lord,
Lord,
just Lord, Father, committing, Lord, Savior, Lord, Father, all before thee, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thankful tonight, Lord, that we are able to come before thee, Lord, with Sister Sheki in mind, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord, it's a privilege, Lord, Lord,
Amen.
That we have this channel called prayer.
Yes,
Lord, and
Lord.
We can, Lord, Savior, Lord, intercede, Lord, even upon our behalf, oh God.
Please, Lord.
Lord, though she may be, Lord, Father, Lord, Jehovah, in bed, Lord.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Like Job, Lord, Father, we would, Lord, Savior, say on our behalf, Lord,
Amen.
Father, we know our yes, Redeemer Lord. Liveth, Lord,
Amen.
God.
Lord, we are thankful, Father,
yes,
for
Lord.
One day, Lord Savior,
yes,
Lord, these feet, Lord, would not be upon this earth anymore, yes, Lord Savior. Lord, we'd go so fast, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, we'd be, Lord Savior, with thee in the air, Lord Savior God.
Yes,
Father, help us, oh God.
Please,
Lord, that we, Lord Savior, pinch ourselves, Lord. That we shake ourselves up, Father. Lord, whilst it's still today, Lord Savior God. For one day, the last, Lord Savior, prayer meeting will be preached, Lord Savior
yes,
God.
Lord.
One day, the last, Lord, Sunday meeting will be preached, Lord Savior God. And we'd not desire, Father, for that day to catch us like a thief in the night, Lord Savior
yes,
God.
Lord.
For Lord, we are, Lord Savior, Lord, Father, believers of this evening light, Lord Savior God.
Mm.
And we would desire, Lord Savior, once this evening, Lord Savior, we'd be waiting for the bridegroom to come, Father. Bless us as we part, Lord. Father, we're thankful for everything, Lord Savior, you've done for us, oh God. Lord, Father, we give glory unto thee. We give praise unto thee, Father. All the needs that we have, Lord, Father, we are thankful that we have those needs, Lord. Lord, and we have faith, Lord, that we can come before thee, oh God. Lord, and commit them unto thee, Lord, Savior God. Guide us now, hear us now, Father. Lord, Savior, if you would give us the privilege to meet on Saturday, Father, Lord, we'd say thank you to thee, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, for we don't know, Lord, Father, what the day holds tomorrow. But we are grateful and we are thankful. We know you who holds the day tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us as we
Please,
part.
Lord.
Keep us as we part, Father. Help us, O God, that we'd keep in touch with thee, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Let us, Lord, Savior, as we keep in touch with one another, Lord, but keep more so in touch with thee,
yes,
O God.
Lord.
Father, Lord, Lord Jehovah, Lord, that we, Lord, Savior, Lord, just be lost, Lord. Father, even in thee, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, we groan, Lord, in this flesh, Lord. But Father, O God, when we, Lord, care to think of Abraham as our brother spoke
yes,
tonight,
Lord.
Father, Lord Jehovah, how, Lord, Savior, you gave him such a reality, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
But Lord, Abraham is waiting upon us tonight, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, and we would desire to be identified tonight, Lord, Savior God. Lord, with thee, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, and we thank thee, O God, that tonight we have representation on the throne. Lord, Father, guide us now as we part. Keep us, we pray. We ask of these things, desiring your grace. And once more, we thank for Lord Jesus to thee. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Father. Let's sing the chorus, then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet on Saturday for the communion service.
Praise await you in Zion. Praise await you in Zion, brother.
Praise await you in Zion.
Praise
await
you, Lord.
Praise await you in Zion, oh Lord. To you I bow, will all be fulfilled. Praise await you in Zion, oh Lord.
Oh Lord, you hear us. Stronger. Yeah.
grace await you inside.